Books by Bob Rogers presents Hitting Life's Curveballs, written and narrated by Bob Rogers. Dedication. Hitting Life's Curveballs honors the memory of three men of America's greatest generation. John Robert Fox, 1st Lieutenant, 366th Infantry Regiment, U.S. Army. Medal of Honor recipient, posthumously. Edward William Brooke III, former U.S. Army officer and U.S. Senator. Willie Lee Woodruff, an ordinary Army soldier and Old South baseball player during Jim Crow days. Chapter 1. Jason crumpled like a dropped rag doll. Face first, he fell on Broad Street sidewalk. The crowd gasped. Several spectators rushed to his side. The softball-sized lump of shiny black coal that struck Big Jason's right temple lay next to his outstretched white hand. Blood trickled from his nose. Big Jason lay still and grew pale as the crowd pressed in for a closer look. The sky was overcast that Friday afternoon, and a cold wind blew from the mountains in the west. As the Ides of March, 1943, approached, winter was refusing to let spring take matters over early in North Carolina's central Piedmont region. An early spring would have been just fine with Judge Stevens. Oakton had seen its first purple crocuses and was impatiently waiting for daffodils. The forsythia bush at the foot of General Joe Johnston's statue on Oakton's town square had but a handful of blossoms. By the time that ancient forsythia bush would cover itself with yellow blossoms, baseball would compete with the docket for the top of Judge William T. Stevens's mind. His playing days with the Atlanta Crackers were never far from his thoughts. He opened one of his dirty second-floor office windows for a better view of the town square. In the confused moments that followed, Judge Stevens saw Cliff Thompson leap to his feet and scramble around the corner and run down the alley as if a ghost was hot on his heels. There was little Will Wallace tapping his mule's reins on her back. Judge Stevens couldn't hear him, but little Will mouthed, "Get up." The mule pulled the rickety old wagon over the pavement behind the crowd of white people gawking at Jason and away from Broad Street toward the road to Lenoir. The wagon's faded red wheels and spokes would pause momentarily in each pothole and then lurch forward. The mule's pace was about the same as that of the people window shopping on Broad Street. Little Will's paw, Big Will, followed in a large, new red wagon pulled by four mules. Judge Stevens could see that Big Will had positioned his rig so that anyone from the crowd looking in their direction would not notice the two burlap bags of coal among the supplies in Little Will's wagon. "Did you see that?"
"See what?"
Judge Stevens was waving his hands.
"Well, come closer, quickly."
He put his head out of the window and peered toward the road to Lenoir. The mayor walked between Judge Stevens' desk and his handmade mahogany credenza.
"Bill, I can't see a damn thing but you in the window."
Judge Stevens was so excited that he hit his head on the raised window as he drew it back inside.
"Ouch! Damn it! Andy, I'm sorry."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?